Well, first we look to see at their workforce planning activities to include whether or not they have plans in place to identify the roles, skills, and responsibilities of their cybersecurity workforce personnel, the training they provided to them, and in fact, just their ability to identify the number of cybersecurity personnel that they have in their organizations. And we found that the agencies are varied in their abilities to perform these different activities.
Now, varied is not uncommon when you look across agencies,
yes.
But I see all of the agencies GAO reviewed, eight agencies, face challenges determining the size of their cybersecurity workforce because of variations in how work is defined and the lack of an occupational series specific to cybersecurity. Now, part of that sounds like it could be an existential discussion about what is a cybersecurity professional, and part of it sounds almost clerical, like there's just not a job description with a number attached to it.
Well, that's right, and you're absolutely correct in terms of, you know, several of we found is that the cybersecurity personnel, you know, it was very difficult to determine who they were and how to count them because for some individuals, they may just have one significant responsibility, such as perhaps authorizing the operation of a system, but that's only a minor part of their overall responsibilities, whereas other individuals might have multiple other cybersecurity-related functions, but still have other non-cyber-related activities. And so it's very difficult for agencies to define who should be counted as a cybersecurity personnel and who shouldn't. And the same thing about the occupational series. There is no specific occupational series that deals with cybersecurity personnel specifically. And, for example, most of the agencies use the 2210 occupational series, which was for information technology management series. And that included a whole host of other activities besides just cybersecurity personnel.
All right. Devil's advocate here for a second, Greg,
sure.
Because you write, all agencies had defined roles and responsibilities for their cybersecurity workforce. So does what you said a minute ago mean that you couldn't identify, that you couldn't quantify their cybersecurity professionals, or that the agencies couldn't? Because it seems to me if the agencies can tag who is and who isn't by defining their responsibilities, they should be able to then count them up.
Well, they can define the roles and responsibilities of cybersecurity personnel, but that was more on a what needs to be done and who should be doing it.
Okay.
Not applied to specific individuals. And it was the agencies, not GAO, but the agencies who gave these varied numbers of cybersecurity personnel.
This goes to a conversation that I've had with people in government, people in industry for a couple of years now, and that is when you look at somebody, whether it's a prospect, somebody who you're considering hiring to fill an opening, or whether it's somebody who already works for you, what makes a cyber professional or what makes a good potential cyber professional is really kind of in the eye of the beholder, and it sounds like that's what you're finding here, even still within the agencies.
Well, right. The key part is what are the needs and the skill gaps that the agencies have? And we found that in the that only five of the eight agencies had developed a workforce plan to help identify what those skills are needed, what gaps exist, and a strategy to fill those gaps. But you're correct in that it is very difficult for agencies to adequately manage and identify those needs.
All right, you used a word that I love to hear, and that's the word strategy, the idea that you're able to pull back and figure out not just how do we get the job done today and tomorrow and next week, but how do we plan for the next year to 5 years to 10 years, and maybe even in some cases beyond that. What are you finding as far as strategy, strategic planning, and conceptualization?
Well, we found that of the eight agencies that we reviewed, and again, those were the eight agencies with the largest IT budgets in the federal government, that they were varied. Only five of the eight had developed workforce planning activities to address those issues. And of those five, even, there were some shortcomings in that they did not always address some of the key elements, like how were they going to identify the gaps, and then how were they actually going to fill and develop, provide the resources to fill those gaps.
What did you find as far as what tools might be available for building on what you're talking about when it comes to those gaps and so on?
Well, there are several government-wide initiatives that are underway right now. One is through the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, which is kind of managed by NIST, and which they identified a number of workforce roles, responsibilities, skills, and competencies, which could provide a model for agencies to use. But there currently is no plan to help promote the use or track the use of those models by the agencies.
Is that, what are the recommendations? Is that one of the recommendations that you have to
yes, it is.
Either blow that up or, I mean, and by I say that, I don't mean destroy it. I mean expand it, make it more available. What else are you recommending?
Well, we're also recommending that there are other agencies involved in also defining roles and responsibilities for cyber workforce personnel, such as OPM, DHS, and NIST, and the CIO Council, is that they want work together to align their individual efforts to come up with a consolidated set of workforce roles and responsibilities in that. We're also recommending that DHS and OMB, through their information security line of business, that the training that is offered through that, that they appropriately monitor that to see to what extent it's being used and to help avoid duplication of effort, because we found that there was no mechanism to assure that those centers of excellence which provide training to other agencies through that program are not being duplicative.